Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus. The refuas Harav Rafael Yoshua ben Chanasara, B'soch Shachol Yisrael. The Rambam in the first parent, many cholim, they should all have a refuah. The Rambam in the first parak of Vilz Chametz Umatz, Halacha Gimel writes, a famous halacha, Ein Oloka Mishum Lo Yerev Lo Yimotzim Ken Kono Chametz Bepesach O Chimtzo Kedei Sheyaseh Bo Maiseh. A person doesn't get malchus for lo yirah and lo yimatzeh unless he acquired, he purchased chametz on Pesach, or he was mechametz, he caused it to become chametz. Why? So that there's a maisa involved, there has to be a maisa. But if he had chametz before Pesach and comes Pesach and he doesn't destroy the chametz, but rather he leaves it in his rishus, even though he's over on two lavs, he doesn't get malchus because he didn't do a mice. You only get malchus if you do the mice of kniya or the mice of being mechametz the dough. But if you didn't do a mice, you just left it in your rishus, there's two lavs, but there's no malchus. The Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Yad Aleph Osei writes, U'mistapik inim haylo chametz shal acherim kodem Pesach. I have a suffix if he had chametz of others before Pesach, and he was Makabal Achrayas, so he's responsible for this chametz. He's over on a lav, but there's no malchus because they ain't bo maisa. Got it before Pesach, he was Makabal Achrayas, but there's no maisa on Pesach. So let's say B'socha Pesach, he's Kona the chametz. Is this considered Yesh bo maisa? The maisa, he did a maisa? Or maybe no, since this lav, he was already over, and the maisa doesn't really change things. He's already over on the lav anyway. He's already over on the lav, because he already had achrayas coming into Pesach. So what's the maisa going to add? Uketzad is a nearly the lo have a maisa. It's not a maisa. Given to over belows anyway is over. A maisa in a mosif klal. We call makom tzarichi and adkan loshen a minchas chinuch. Minchas chinuch is mistapik. What's the din if a person was mekabel achrayas before Pesach, which means that on Pesach he's over on a lav? And then on Pesach he actually goes ahead and buys it. He doesn't maisa. Does he get malchus? He's mitzadeid. As lachor, he doesn't get malchus because he's already over on the lav. The Hartzvi Hagon, Ritzvi Pesach Frank, Rav Adi Yosef affectionately calls him the Moifes Hador. Doesn't give that the moniker to most people. So the Moifes Hador in the second volume in Siman Lamed Vav writes as follows. I have some machshavas about this minchas chinuch, and I'm going to place them before you, and I'm going to present them to you. According to what the minchas chinuch writes in the previous letter in his sefer, that the Rambam says that if a person's kona b'chametz Pesach b'chametz b'Pesach, he gets malchus, he gets double malchus. Why? Because he's over on two lavim, lo yirah and lo yimotzeh. Now, when a person gets a pikadon of chametz, the only iser is lo yimotzeh, because b'al yirah it says lo yirah l'cha chametz l'shalcha yataro atal rosh al acherim. So the fact that he has achrayis means he's not over on b'al yirah. He's only over on Bal Yimotzeh. V'imken k'shan nifkat kones ha-chametz men ha-mafkid b'Pesach over b'maisa ha-kinyin lav nosab de lo yirah lecha chametz. So when the nifkat acquires the chametz from the mafkid on Pesach, so he's over on the lav of lo yirah lecha. Before, and he was over on lo yimotzeh, now he's over on Bal Yirah. Well, if he's elefum rihata ha-yakashali lashen balam min chaschinuch the ma'lashen omer is the maisa eino mosif klav. What does the Minchas Chinuch mean when he says that the Maisa doesn't add anything? What do you mean the Maisa doesn't add anything? Of course it adds. Of course the Maisa adds. He's now over on Bal Yimotzeh. Harei HaMaisa Kinyan Mosif Lechi of Malkos Mishum Alav De lo yirah lecha chametz. Now he's over, excuse me, on Bal Yirah. He was already over on Bal Yimotzeh, and now he's over on Bal Yirah. So what does it mean that he's not adding anything? Of course he's adding. Sharehu over belav zayde maisa kniya. So that's a shtarka ha'ara in the Minchas Chinuch. What do you mean, Minchas Chinuch, when you tell me that he's not over on anything else? Of course he's over. He's over on Bal Yirah. Beforehand he was only over in Balya Motzei, and now when he buys it, he's over in Balya Roya. So writes Rav Frank, Achi Shlomer, Deino Medaber Rak Al Alav Deloi Motzei Luchot, Shrek, Varen Eschayev Baveris Lav Zeh, Mishim Achrayat Shekib, Alav Umaysa Kinyin, Lav Zeh, Lo Malav Lo Morid, Vahachi Kamar, Delinyin Malkus Deloi Motzei Lo Mosif Akinyin Klal, Shrek, Var Over Averis Zu Gam Kodem Akinyin. So maybe what he means is he's only talking about the lav of Loi Motzei. He was already mischayiv in Loi Motzei beforehand because of the achrayas, and the Maisa Kinyan with regard to this lav does not change anything. And this is what he means, that Linyan Malkus of Loi Motzei is not Mosif anything because he was already over before the Kinyan. But then why was he? Why did he blab with the Tzarchim? What's the suffix? He's going to be chayiv. Is he chayiv Malkus or not chayiv Malkus? Mamakom listapik she's chayiv malchus b'maisa kinyan mishum lav debalya motzei b'kevin de lav ze lo talya b'kinyan dafka vein garm la veris halav debalya motzei. Then what's b'chalal the shayla? If he's only in the realm of the balya motzei, then why would the kinyan give him malchus? He was already over on balya motzei. Once he was already over on the lav, as nigmar. So what's the maisa adding? He was already over on the lav. That's pashut. There's no malchus. ורציתי לומר דלשון המנחת חינוך שאומר דמעשה הקניין אינו עושה כלל והלאו הם הדברים כהווייתן שאינו מוסיף כלום בין לגבי לאו דלא ימצא ובין לגבי לאו דלא יראה וטעמו של דבר דמכיוון שכבר עבר ועובר עליו דלא ימצא מכוח קבלת אחריות שוב לא יחול עליו בשעת קניין החמץ Lav de lo yerei lecha chametz. I wanted to say that the lashon HaMenchas Chinuch who says that the Maisa Kinyan doesn't do anything to the lav is as he writes it. Dvarim kavayosan. He's not adding neither on the lo yematzei nor on the bal yerei. Lo yerei is not adding either. And the reason is that since he was already over, he's over on the lav of bal yematzei mikor kabbalas achrayus. Now that he's kona the chametz, he's not going to be over on lo yerei, because ein iser chol al iser shekadma. Umemela deshuv ein anu tzichim lotzi devrei menchat chinuch mipashtan shomer deina maase mosif klal demeata shapir yitachen lomar demaase kinyan shel chametz eino mosif lo avera shel lav da hamikivan shekvar avar veover al avera delo yematzei shuv lo yochal alav. B'shat kniyat chametz lav debal yered ein isur chalal isur. So pashut ein isur chalal isur. There's already an isur bal yematzei. There can't be a bal yerei, and that's what he means. And therefore, it's kipshuto. It's not, he's not only talking about the isur of bal yematzei. He's talking about the isur of bal yerei. Also, it's also not going to be chal. Ela. Aval. Kad ne'ayen yesh ladun bazev lomar deshat. Chalot lav debal yirae ina dafka b'shat kniyat hachametz debepshuto yesh lomar detarvayu lavi debal yirbal yimatzei chalu akatva degavre bevat achat ברגע הראשון של ליל פסח או בשש בערב פסח כוחד וחד כדי איתלה. Maybe we can say that the shas chalois lav of bal yirae is not dafka when he's buying the chametz. Because it could be that both lavim are there, bal yerah and bal yematzei, are already applying to the person the moment Pesach comes in. Either the moment Pesach comes in, or from Chatzos Hayom, depending on which shita you follow. Vishat kniyat hachametz Eina zman chalot ha'isur, elashat averat ha'isur, aval chalot azharat ha'isur hu kodem hakniya, v'shapir chalu shneem bevat achat, v'lo shayach b'chai gavna, ein isur chal al isur. So here we have a hard svidik achap. He has a lot of the Eluya Sheha'aris. I remember I once heard a shiur from Hagon, a Muflog Harav Bitzal Radinsky Shlita, wanted to give an example of a sefer with sweet svaris, and the example he gave was the Har Tzvi. I remember him saying in another shir that when he was in yeshiva, I believe it was Rav Tzvi Kushalevsky, he was going through the Otzar HaSfarim. He started with Aleph, and he just went Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalet, Hey, went through all the Sfarim. And he quoted some sefer that he saw when he got to Shin or something like that. I think it was Rav Mishash's sefer. In any event, so the Har Tzvi has a lot of very sweet svaras. So here he says something very interesting, that here, Einis or Chol HaLisser wouldn't apply. Because it could be that Bal Yira and Bal Yimotze are both Chal immediately at the same time, either when Pesach comes in or at 6 hours. And the time, meaning at Chatzos, and the time of buying the Chametz isn't the time of the Chalos Isser. When the person bought the Chametz, it's Shas Averas Isser. But the Chalos Isser, when does the Isser apply? When is the Azharan the Isser? Even before you bought it. In other words, the second Pesach comes in, a person has on his head Bal Yira and Bal Yimotze. So it's simultaneous. And if it's simultaneous, then you can't say Einis or Chol HaLisser. So what happened here? He had Chametz in his possession that he was responsible for, but he didn't own. And then on Chametz, so now coming into Pesach, he's already over on the Isser of Bal Yimotze. So over on the Isser of Bal Yimotze. However, the Chalos of Bal Yira is also Chal on him as Pesach comes in, or at Chatzos Hayom. It's already Chal on him now. The Chalos of Bal Yira. He hasn't been over yet to give him Malkus, but there's already a Chalos, together with the Bal Yimotze. And Mimela, now that he goes ahead and buys it, then maybe this is the Averas Isser, and now he's going to get Malkus because of this additional Isser of Bal Yira. So that is a interesting food for thought, and I'm hoping that in the next shir we will be able to continue see more ha'aras from the Har Tzvi on this very interesting Rambam and sugya of Malkus and Bal Yira and Bal Yimotze. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.